Did you know that since joining WagerTalk in 2019, Andy Lang has never had a losing calendar year in golf, picking up 82 units for clients and is already up 13 units in 2023, cashing in 8 of 10 tournaments behind an incredible 11.6% ROI. For a limited time, we have slashed his one-year golf pass from $299 to $199, coming out to just $1,658 per month. Act fast before the price goes back to $299 and bet alongside golf handicapping expert Andy Lang on the greens for the next 12 months.
Happy Friday, guys. Welcome to Wager Talk TV and Puck Time. End of the week is here. We're heading into the weekend. And you know what? Quite frankly, I'm pretty happy the end of the week is coming here. It's been a rough 2-3 days. Yesterday, a couple OT losses for me. Shootout losses. I can't win a game in shootout. I'm starting to sound like Don Buster last year, where he said when his games went to OT, he lost them. He said he was like 0-12 at one point, two losses yesterday. And the winner on the night was the Winnipeg Jets in regulation time. So I'm glad that they got it done. But I was fully expecting a goal to send that one into overtime the way that evening was going. But, hey, listen, that was yesterday. This is today. Three games on the card. Devil Sabres, Isles Columbus, and Arizona and Colorado. Before we head into a monster weekend of NHL action, with me from WagerTalk.com, it's Andy Lang and Kevin Dolan recovering from last Friday's St. Paddy's Day. Kev, how's the liver?
Oh, who knows? I don't ignorance is bliss, Carmine. Don't want to go see the doctor. But, you know, all good, my end. Appreciate you having me back on the show so quick, obviously. And while you want the week to end, I don't want the week to end. We are rolling right now. 3-0 sweeping NHL last night. 7-0 run across the week as well on the ice. Things going really well right now. We've got an additional 4 plays up for tonight's NHL short card. We'll talk about a few of those plays. And you can't avoid those plays because the slate's so short tonight. So, yeah, excited for hopefully what's another great night and, you know, a great weekend ahead.
Yeah, sometimes these and keep on winning, man. I love it. Sometimes these short cards can produce some pretty good spots and winners. So hopefully that is the case before we head into this weekend. And I'm going to have a promo code for myself, Andy, and Kevin for a 3-day all access a little later on. But let's bring in Andy, who's making his final appearance on Puck Time today. Andy, how you doing?
Doing good. Last night was a little bit frustrating on the props betting market. We had Tyler Johnson to get over 1.5 shots on goal. He had 1, but he had 3 missed shots. Reinhardt was the same. We needed him over 2.5. He had 2 shots on goal, 3 missed shots. And then we've been riding the Connor Sheary to not have a point trend. I think he was on a 18-1 run to not have a point. In the last 2 games, he has 2 shots on goal and 2 goals. So it's a little bit frustrating from last night, but overall, the last few weeks, can't complain about NHL. The Florida Panthers guys just keep getting it done. Those who follow know we just play the Florida Panthers guys night in and night out. So it's going good. The golf match play event, those who followed that have been really, really happy. So clients are happy, short card tonight, but there's always a few props that we can give out. I'll have 1 client play tonight, but you don't have to go get it. That's going to be the best bet at the end of the show.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And for those of you watching, whether it's live or later on when this is posted on Wager Talk TV, it is not Andy's last day, our last appearance on the show. If you've ever watched Jimmy Kimmel, he used to have that running joke with Matt Damon where he would say, literally, Matt Damon's on today's show. And then at the end of the show, we're out of time, so we're going to have to bump Matt Damon to tomorrow night. And it was the longest running joke where he just kept bumping Matt Damon off of the show. That's kind of the narrative I was going here with Andy. But you'll be here each and every week. I'm going to find a slot to get you in because Last year at this time, you went on an absolute heater with player props that took you right into the playoffs and through the playoffs. How can we not have you on giving out those player props? If people weren't watching last year, take heed. You've got to be writing down these player props and following along, because you had a fantastic end to the NHL season last year. So got to give you kudos there, my friend. All right. So Devil Sabres, let's get this party started. Three games on the card. I will have a promo for you. I want to talk about some weekend numbers courtesy of Ralph Michaels, who's got a stat for us. And then, of course, the 6 and 60, followed by our show best bets. And then next week, Andrew McInnes will be back. I called it Disneyland yesterday, but apparently it's I screwed that up. It's Disney World. Disneyland's in Anaheim or something. It might as well be Wally's World from the Vegas Vacation ones, or from the Vacation, because I've never been there, so I wouldn't know what it's called. That said, Devils, Sabres, let's get to it, boys. Devils, minus 180 tonight. The Buffalo Sabres are plus 150. The total in this one is juiced to the over. It is at 6.5, minus 135. We'll get the odds up on the board in a second. And there they are. So as you'll see, and the puck line on the Devils is -1.5, plus 140. Andy, I'm going to go to you first on this one, but you look at these teams, and I've said it after that loss to the Nashville Predators that the Sabres are pretty much done and dusted. They lasted this long making a playoff run, but I think they're done. Four straight losses: Washington, Philadelphia, Bruins, and Nashville. And while the Devils have lost four of their last five, at least they have come against teams that are currently in a playoff position or vying for a playoff position. Two to Tampa Bay, one to Minnesota, and one to Florida. Give me your thoughts on this game, and then I'll follow up after Kevin goes. But give me your thoughts on this one.
Well, I think when you look at this game, you have to kind of start with Buffalo and just, you know, 5-5, 7-7, they're giving up just an absolute ton of goals. So from the props market, I think you have to kind of start with some of the Devils players. But the crazy thing about this is, even though they're giving up a ton of goals, I don't know if it's just bad defense or horrific goaltending, but they're not giving up a lot of shots on goal. Like, they only gave up 26 shots to the Predators, but they gave up 7 goals. And they did the same thing against Boston. They gave up 7 goals, but they only gave up 25 shots on goal. So, you know, when you see these huge goal numbers, you might look at the opposing team and go, we got to take shots on goal. That's not the case. Actually, these guys are going under their shots on goal props. So from a Devil's side, it kind of threw me off a little bit. So what I did do was, I am just looking at the Buffalo Sabres players to not have a point, and I'm going to take Alex Tuck. He's plus 135. He has 1 point in the last 4 games, and the Sabres only have 5 goals combined in their last 3 games. They had 2 against Philly and 3 against Nashville, but they got shut out by Boston. This Devils defense, I think, is really going to be able to slow them down. I mean, it was a defensive battle their last game against Minnesota. So I just don't see a lot of success from the Sabres. So I'm looking at a really great price on Alex Tuck. Will not have a point. And I got to tell you, Carm, on some of these teams that are struggling, I mentioned Connor Sheary and how we, you know, kind of lost a bet on him not to have a point. There's a lot of other players that we're playing these days on players to not have a point. Don't overlook these unders, or, you know, players to not do things. They're cashing, and that's actually going to be one of my best bets. But a plus 135, Carm, I can't pass that price up on him not to have a point.
Yeah, I agree. And that is a good one. And before I go to Kev, you know, I was looking at goal scoring props here, and I was looking at some of the ones for, obviously, for the Devils in this one with an inflated total the way it is right now at 6.5. I think we're seeing some sevens pop up. So this could go to a 7 at some point. And the Sabres have been involved in, I think, 6 games this year. I think it's 6 games this year with a total of 7. It's not a total you normally see with New Jersey, but with the Devils being also 180, they're assuming the Devils do a majority of the scoring in this one. And one guy who's, once he starts to score, scores in bunches, is Nico Hischier. Pronounced it right, that guys. There's no R in there. Nico Hischier. And he's plus 155 at DraftKings to get an anytime goal. That's where I'm going to go in this game. I can't lay the 180, even though I think the Devils are the right play. You could look at the puck line. I just don't know the way this game is going to go. But I think the Sabres are in a free fall at this point, and the Devils are the play here. It's just how you play them. But I think Hischier gets on the board tonight. So Hischier plus 155 to score tonight at any time is where I'll lean in this one. And that could become a client play as well, too. Kev, what are your thoughts on this one?
Well, obviously no props from me. I like my bets like I like my ice cream vanilla. I woke up this morning and I did my, handicapping for this game. Obviously, look, the New Jersey Devils were listed at minus 170. I had them, significantly higher than that. So I fired on the minus 170. It's one of the plays that I already bet for today. I mean, you know, Andy mentioned that this Buffalo defense right now, we already know on season-long numbers how poor they've been. You know, 29th in the league on scoring defense overall, 3.73 goals per game on average they're giving up. They rank 27th on defensive XGA. They rank 26th on high danger chances allowed as well. But, you know, that 7-7, it's arguably been getting even worse for them over the last few games. You know, 6 of the 10 most recent losses have all been accompanied by a multi-goal margin. That margin comes in at a massive 4.67 goal average across that 6-game sample size as well. You know, it's not like we're talking about competitive, 5-3 type matchups for the Sabres. They are getting blown out and smashed to bits in games. And, you know, as testament to that, 14 goals across the last two starts, obviously. So I just don't see how the Sabres can limit New Jersey in this one later tonight. You know, the Devils hung 5 goals on the Lightning in their last road start 2 games ago. Despite all the recent issues, they've played some good teams across that run as well. So we know what they're capable of. So, yeah, high line, obviously. But like I said at the start, I actually thought minus 170 was a very decent price on New Jersey. Obviously, it's ticked up a little since then. I expect the Devils to roll here, win outright, fairly convincingly later tonight against Buffalo.
All right, Kevin Dolan, I like that play. So we'll see how that that goes. Let's hope it's not that freeze that's been used a lot sometimes in the NHL with short cards, the Freaky Friday before we head into the weekend. I'm hoping a majority of these games are pretty much straightforward as far as player props go with the teams we expect to win. Speaking of teams we expect to win, the New York Islanders are playing the Columbus Blue Jackets. Let's have a look at the numbers on this one. The Isles, a big price on the road, minus 210 in Columbus. Columbus plus 175. Total here is at 6, minus 125 on the over. Kev, I'm going to go back to you first on this one, but from my point of view, it is this. Columbus obviously is... you can't go in a free fall when you're already at the bottom of the standings. But this is a team, obviously, they traded away their number one goalie. They had goaltending issues. This is the first of a back-to-back for them and the Islanders. And I'll have a stat on back-to-backs a little later on. But you look at this Columbus team, and it looks like it's going to be Hutchinson in goal tonight. He's 0-3 in 3 starts for Columbus this season, but obviously this has all happened in the last couple of weeks. He's allowed 5-5-4 in those 3 losses. He hasn't looked good, and the Islanders are scoring goals. This isn't an Islanders team that we normally expect to score goals, but they've won 3 straight. They scored 7 on the Leafs. 7-6-4 is the numbers they've scored in their last 3 games, and their team total here is 3.5 minus 125. Low vig on a team total, I expect to get there. And that's where I'm going. Islanders team total. And these team totals move fast, guys. I'm telling you, 125 in the morning. And by the time you try and hit that bet in the afternoon, it's at minus 155, 160. If you're going to grab the team total, grab it now. Isles team total, 3.5, over 3.5, minus 125 is my play here. Kev, give me your thoughts on this one.
A similar vein of thought, Carmine. I like goals in this one overall. I've been kind of suspect about both of these defense all season, pretty much, especially from a data standpoint, because, simply put, both teams this year have been really subpar in that regard. You know, the Islanders ranked 27th in the league in defensive XGA this season. The Blue Jackets, an even worse, 29th. Both teams ranked 26th and 28th, respectively, on total scoring chances allowed. Both ranked 27th and 28th on high danger scoring chances allowed as well. And, you know, basically, you know, if it wasn't for the heroics of Sorokin and Nets this season for the Islanders, you know, he somehow has this team, despite all other issues defensively, ranking second on opponent shot conversion percentage this year, just 8.55%. You know, that's unreal what he's been able to do, considering what he's faced. So, you know, if this line was based purely on data, you know, we'd be up, you know, in the 7, 7.5 bracket for tonight's game, in my opinion. You know, no matter who gets the start for Columbus, you know, Merzlikins, I mean, he's been 4.10 goals against average this year. Hutchinson, as you said, not much better. I mean, and you're telling me this total's at 6? I mean, you know, give me the overall day here between the Islanders and Blue Jackets. I do expect this one to go over.
All right, over it is for Kevin, of course. With the over, we want at least 4 from the New York Islanders, and everyone's kind of happy, I would think, in that one. How's 5-3 sounds pretty good, although I can't see Columbus getting 3 goals in this one. Andy, give me your thoughts on this one. Player prop-wise, if we expect goals, are we expecting goal scorer props, or are we expecting shot props from you?
Yeah, in this game, you guys did a great job talking about how many goals there are going to be. So I have to look at the points props. And unfortunately, sometimes we get these plays that are so juiced that, so, you know, you're going, man, I don't think there's value on it. But I will go with Noah Dobson. He's only -110 to have a point. So if you're expecting a lot of goals, just take a look at some of these guys who have been doing kind of just, you know, in the short term, really good. He's got a point in 3 straight games. Blue Jackets given up 6, 7, and 7 goals the last 3 games. So it's kind of the best value on the board for someone to have a point. I mean, if the Blue Jackets are going to be giving up 5, 6, 7 goals, you got to expect some of these bigger name guys for the Islanders are going to be getting it done. And Dobson's been involved. I think he has 1 goal and 3 assists in the last 3 games. So -110, pretty good price. If you expect a lot of goals, look at Dobson.
Look at Dobson. Okay, I'll be looking at Dobson and some points. Hopefully he can get some for us. Guys, before we head into the third and final game, which is the Coyotes and the Avalanche, I want to mention the show promo for today. The net, it is net 3. The code is net 3. 3-day all access is normally, I think it's $59 for 3-day all access. You can get it for $49 with net 3. That'll knock off $10. And you'll basically get the next 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, of plays. And these guys have some 5% plays up as well, too. For only $49, that's the price of 2 packages. So it's a great deal on a multi-package weekend for everyone on today's show. And I want to give a shout-out to Brian Leonard. First of all, Brian hit his 5% play yesterday on the Vegas Golden Knights. So congratulations to him. And he already has a 5% play loaded. He's found another one, he told me, that fits his model, and he's got it up. So head over to wagertalk.com, and you can pick up Brian Leonard's 5% NHL play. All right, boys, we are heading into the final game on the card. This one has a monster line on it, but let's look at the numbers on this one. Colorado, -450. At home, coming off a loss to the Pittsburgh Penguins. Arizona Coyotes, +350. They're coming off a road loss, and they've to the Oilers, and they've lost 20 of their last 21 on the road. The total here is 6.5, shaded to the under, -120. I will say this, Kev, before I go to you. The Yotes have won 3 of the last 4 against Colorado. They seem to have Colorado's number. And the one game that they lost, they took them to OT this year. So they're 1-0-1 against them this year. Can they spring the upset at +350?
I'm sure they can. This is actually the only game I didn't fire on for tonight. I just don't see. I mean, look, if I was going to bet it, you know, stick some pizza money on Arizona, why not? But I just don't see a whole pile of value. Obviously, the sides, you know, as you mentioned at the start, Colorado's in the stratosphere right now. can't be laying anywhere near that kind of lumbar. But you did mention the Coyotes' road form as well, how poor it's been. 12 of the last 52 as well, I believe they've only won away from home also. So, you know, I was looking at different markets in this one. I thought I'd, you know, change up the ice cream flavour, a bit of banana, a bit of strawberry, try and make it a bit more, you know, I think outside the box. And I actually quite like a prop on this one. Colorado Avalanche, under 4.5 team total goals at -150. The under has cashed 19 of the last 28 meetings between these two teams in Colorado. It's obviously the final game of a three-game homestand for the Avalanche as well. And I really don't see, you know, the Avalanche running up the scoreboard here if they get it going, you know, pushing it in offense against Arizona. So, yeah, I quite like that. Colorado Avalanche team total goals under 4.5 for me. I think that's a little bit big and probably the only way I'd look to bet this one.
All right, I like it. I'm going to tell you, in a game like this where the line is this big, I just can't. I was looking at the team totals. I was looking pretty much at any way of betting this game. And I've said it before, if you can't find a play, a side or a total, sometimes those player props are pretty good. I'm looking at the Mikko Rantanen one. You've got to lay some juice on that 3.5. And it's gone up this morning. That 3.5, the juice is now up to 145, but 6 in his last game, 5 the game prior to that, 2 against Detroit, but 4, 5, and 5 the previous one. So he's gone over this number 5 of his last 6 games. And this is one where, you know, coming off a loss, maybe they want to run up the score. Maybe they want to get back on track before they hit the road. So I'm going to take that Rantanen one over 3.5 shots on goal. If the VIG gets out of hand, guys, I wouldn't take it. You don't want to lay too much VIG on that. Which takes us to trying to find an angle on a game. Sometimes you have to go to a guy who will put together a bunch of plays. And it is Andy with the – I've caught him off guard. The same game parlay. I caught you off guard, Andy. I'm sorry. I caught you off guard. I did throw it in the Slack about 5 minutes ago. Can you put together a same game parlay? Because I got to hear it in this game. But if you can't, I'm sorry. But give us what you got.
No, this is. I'm laughing because somebody in the chat room was like, "Can't wait for the same game parlay." And I was like, "Yeah, I don't have one with only 3 games." And then Carmine's like, "Hit the drop." Yes, we do. So, all right, yeah, let's put together one on the fly here. Colorado Avalanche total goals will go with over 2.5. That's -550. You got to take the Avalanche kind of here in a little bit of a bounce back. So I'll take that one. I do find this game a little bit tough from a props perspective because they don't Arizona's a little bit all over the board, and Colorado can be too. I did notice I wanted to bring up a hilarious stat line. I don't know if you saw this, Carm. Nathan MacKinnon had 5 shots on goal last game, and his total was 5.5, but he had 5 missed shots. So pour one out if you had Nathan MacKinnon over 5.5, and oh, wow. He ended on 5 with 5 missed shots. So, all right, we will start with, Colorado over 2.5 goals. And then I'm going to take Arizona under. I'm not a believer in this Arizona team outside of Clayton Keller on offense. The Clayton Keller to have a point prop is way too juiced, so I can't really do that. So I'm going to take Arizona under 3.5 goals. That gets us to -250. So I got Arizona under 3.5 goals, Colorado over 2.5 goals. And then for a goal scorer, let's throw Nathan MacKinnon in to have a goal. That gets us to +110. So take MacKinnon to have a goal. We'll take the Avalanche over 2.5 team goals. And the Coyotes under 3.5 team goals. That gets you to +110. And that is the same game parlay that I recommend you just don't play.
That is, it's absolutely awesome. I literally just dropped that bomb on you. I'm sorry. I thought maybe you would have seen my message. I'm like, let's throw a loop, this for a loop, because we're moving along nicely. We're 25 minutes into the show. We've rattled off three games, and what best way to tie it up? But with a same game parlay, that is actually plus money, which is good.
Can I give you one obscure prop that I had ready to drop for you today? This is a good one.
Absolutely.
All right. So Taze over 1.5 blocked shots. He's done this 6 games in a row, and 5 of them he's had 3 or 4. And the books have this at 1.5 block shots. It's only -125. So you got a 6-game streak in a row on Tay's block shots. And 5 of those 6 games, he's gone over by 2 or 3. So that was the obscure prop that I found in this one.
Yeah. Listen, there's money to be made in the shot props, a lot of these player props. There's probably nothing more frustrating, Andy, you know, because you do a lot of these props of if you have like an over 2.5 or even like an over 3.5. And in the first period, you have over 2.5 and they've got 2 shots on goal, like Aho had the other day, or they have over 3.5 and they've got 3, and then you get nothing from them the rest of the game. And every time they're on the ice, you're looking for their number, and it's like, don't pass, shoot. You just want that final shot, the third or fourth shot that gets you the money, and then you just hope they don't adjust it later on. But it is funny. Like, you look at the Pittsburgh Penguins shot props yesterday, and they all seem to hit. Rust, Crosby, Malkin. Every time I take the Malkin shot prop, it goes the other way. He just doesn't get any shots on goal, it seems. All right, guys, before we head into the 6 and 60 segment, and then, of course, the best bet segment, we talked about some of these teams having back-to-back games. These are the first of the back-to-back. Columbus is one of them. The Islanders are one. And the Sabres are one, because the Sabres and the Islanders will meet tomorrow. And Ralph Michaels gave us this one. And you can look at this one as far as if you're betting totals, if we can get it on the screen. If both teams have no rest, and this is both teams have no rest, so it applies to New Jersey and Buffalo, the Islanders and Buffalo, who both play tomorrow. So we can get that up on the screen. And then there's 4 games with a similar trend on Sunday. They are 58.5% to the over. So the over is hitting at almost 59% on this one. And if both teams go over the total in their last game, the over the next day in that second of a back-to-back hikes up to 62.5%. So it is a pretty good sample size as well, too. As you can see there, it's well over 200 games. I think it's 216 games. And as long as you're not laying a lot of juice, you're laying minimal juice on these, hitting any prop at 59% or 62.5% is definitely going to make you some money. So a big shout out to Stat Daddy Ralph Michaels, who drops us some pretty cool stats each and every morning for our Puck Time viewers. So thanks, Ralph, for that one. All right, boys. 6 and 60. I'm going to mention last week, a pretty good 6 and 60. We went 5-1 on the 6 and 60. The only one we got wrong was the Carolina Hurricanes, who won in overtime instead of in regulation. But they still won, but it's a 5-1, 16-60. Let's see if we can better it. This video is going to get posted on our YouTube channel later on, just the 6 and 60. Comment on that video, and on Monday I'll pull a couple names out, and the last couple of Puck Time shirts will go out, a large and a double X. So if you're a big fella, comment. You can get that double X the Puck Time shirt. Now, with that said, Dan, our producer, he's sitting on that bell. He's waiting for me to go here. So here is your 6 and 60 for Saturday. Dan, hit that buzzer. All right, Nashville and Seattle, 2-1 OT game yesterday. These two teams played a tight defensive game. I expect the same thing here. We're going to go under 6. Calgary and San Jose, we're going to take the over, 6 or 6.5. It's likely to be 6.5. Both meetings this year have gone over the total, 7 and 10 goals. This could be an afternoon pond hockey game. Minnesota and Chicago. Blackhawks haven't shown up their past two, losing by five in each. Wild puck line. New York and Buffalo. The Isles, 8-5 on the second of a back-to-back. The Sabres are 3-6 and in a free fall. Isles money line. Pittsburgh and Washington. Pens are playing better defense right now, and they're trying to hold on to that final playoff spot. They could put another nail in the Capitals' coffin here. Pittsburgh money line. And finally, Edmonton and Vegas, first two. This is the first of two in 4 days between these two. Both means have gone over the total, and the Oilers are averaging five goals per game in this five-game winning streak of theirs, over 6.5. That's your 6-60. So, guys, any thoughts on this 6-60? Can we at least equal last week's 5-1 in the 6-60?
Yeah, I have a question, and maybe this is just for the chat room. I see you, you're like 5-1, and I'll see people in the chat be like, dang, just missed out on hitting the 6-for-6 parlay. Like, you went 5-1, Carm. That we would kill to go 5-1 on a Saturday in the NHL.
We have, and the good one is there's some guys out there that round robin the 6-60. So if you go 5-1 and you play the is it called the Kev? You're familiar with these the Bet365 ones. Is it called like the Lucky 15? Or is it like 25 bets? I think if you round robin a six teamer with two teamers, three teamers, four teamers, and five teamers, I think it's 25 different plays.
I think you're confusing me with Pavlos. I said I'm a vanilla ice cream type of guy, Carmen. You're messing with me now, man. You're messing with me, Luke.
Kev, I have one thing for you that you need to remember. When you show up to the meet and greet, I need to see you arriving at the Westgate Hotel with a couple of these. You see what these are?
Hold on. Oh, yes. Okay. Oh, yes. My liver knows what they are.
Yeah. Middleton's very rare Irish whiskey. I need you to show up with a couple of those. Can't get them here. Every time someone comes from Europe, they bring me one of these bottles. Probably why I have that problem that I do have. No, I don't have a drinking problem, but I do have a bottle on my desk, so that does say something. Anyways, guys, let's get into our best bet segment of the show. And Andy, I'm going to go to you first. Let us know what you have up at Wager Talk. Give us a best bet. And then, guys, remember that net three to get $10 off a three-day all-access, knock it down from $59 to $49, which is the price of two daily packages. Andy, let us know what you have.
Yeah, so I was like to tell people what we've been running really good in, and it's been UFC. We're on a 7-1 run on 4% and 5% best bets. We're number one at Wager Talk for profits in MMA, and we got a really, really great card this weekend. We got a 5% play that is up for Saturday, and there's also a PFL event that is in the morning, so we'll have plays attached to the 5%. That's the sport that we're running really, really good in. On a nice 6-1 run in the NBA, took a loss last night on Jalen Williams over his rebounds and assists, but 6-1, we'll be happy with that all day. We'll have another one up for everyone today. So let's do the best bet. And I mentioned that some of these guys that you can take to not have a point have value. And this is one I believe I mentioned last time I was on the show, Carm, and you could just keep playing him, Eric Howla, to not have a point. This guy's now not had a point in seven straight games. And we talk about playing these streaks and riding them. You're getting minus 134 tonight on a guy that does not have a point in seven straight games. I know that this is a really good matchup and they should put up a lot of points, but he's just not getting it done. His shot attempts are way down. Even when they put up a lot of points, I mean, they put up five against Tampa Bay. He only had two shots. He had no points. So even when the team is scoring quite a few goals, he's just not getting there. He's really tailed off. He doesn't score a lot of points anyway. He only had five total points in the month of February. I'll keep riding this streak, especially when they're giving us minus 134 on a guy that's not getting assists. He's not getting goals. So even if this doesn't hit tonight, don't be scared to come back and keep playing it. As we say with these streaks, we want to try and win these 7 out of 10, 8 out of 10 times. So take Eric Halla as my best bet. That'll be a client play as well.
Awesome, and I wish you the best of luck. And Andy will be on Wager Talk today at the top of the hour, making his last appearance on that show. So you might want to tune in at the top of the hour for that one. Kev, let us know what you have up at Wager Talk and your show best bet.
Well, as we said at the top, Carmine rolling red hot right now, 13-4 all sports run this week. We have an NBA four pack up for tonight. We got a 5% Euro 2024 soccer qualifier play loaded up for Sunday's card as well. Really like the value on that. 4% David Benavidez. You know, I always get excited about the boxing. David Benavidez versus Caleb Plant play up for Saturday. I know Andy loves his UFC, but we'll have to try and tempt him over to the dark side to tune into this weekend's fight. Should be a banger. And four players up in NHL, like we mentioned tonight. Also, all client players as well. You know, you won't find these on our page over at Wager Talk. That 7-0 run we went on this week in NHL to kick off the week. None of those players are released on site. All sent directly to all access clients' inboxes. So make sure and take advantage of that $10 off coupon for this weekend. And, you know, join us for us, hopefully, another big weekend. In terms of a best bet, I like the Columbus Blue Jackets here, catching the goal and a half head start on the puck line tonight against the Islanders. I know I gave them a kind of rough rap during that breakdown in terms of their defense, but, you know, their offense has actually been steadily improving over recent games. You know, they've jumped from a 2.69 goals per game season-long average to now 3.58 goals per game across the last month or so. So I believe the Blue Jackets, you know, can hang around in this one, cause the Islanders some issues tonight on defense. They're a team that's also been extremely, you know, extremely unlucky on shot conversion percentage this season as well. But, you know, as we've seen, that's slowly changing for them. So goals, obviously, like we mentioned, the breakdown, and also Columbus on the puck line for me against the Islanders tonight. I like both of those best bets, I should say.
All right, knock it out of the park, Kev. Make some money, both of you, you and Andy. I'm going to go for my best bet. I'm going to go back to that first game we discussed, the Devils and Sabres. Devils have lost four of their last five games, and yet they're still only 2 points back of the Carolina Hurricanes for the top spot in the Metropolitan, having played one game more. They want to get back on, back in the win column. But I'm going to take their team total here because I don't want to lay that price. Their team total is 3.5 minus 140. The Sabres have allowed five or more goals in their last four games. Devils are going to come in there. This is a high total. I expect them to score some goals tonight. So Devils team total over 3.5 as your show best bet. Three plays up in Euro soccer this afternoon. They go at 3:45. Four plays and props up in the NHL for tonight. I may add one or two goal scoring props as well too. So you can get those over at Wager Talk and take advantage of that net three code. Guys, we'll be back on Monday. Andrew McInnes returns back in the hosting chair. We wish you the best of luck this weekend. And there's the plays for today's show. I'm on the over 3.5 for the New Jersey Devils. Eric Halla will not have a point for Andy Lang and Kevin Doling with Columbus, plus 1.5, minus 140. Hit that like button, subscribe. Wish you the best of luck this weekend, and we will see you Monday at 11 a.m. on Puck Time.
Did you know that since joining Wager Talk in 2019, Andy Lang has never had a losing calendar year in golf, picking up 82 units for clients and is already up 13 units in 2023, cashing in 8 of 10 tournaments behind an incredible 11.6% ROI. For a limited time, we have slashed his one-year golf pass from $299 to $199, coming out to just $1,658 per month. Act fast before the price goes back to $299 and bet alongside golf handicapping expert Andy Lang on the greens for the next 12 months.